So good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. This evening's devotion is entitled Do Not Grow Weary, taken from Galatians 6, 9 to 10. So I shall just read these verses for us. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them which are of the household of faith. So, you know, many of us have been in Life Church for quite a while, and many of us also have had the privilege to be called into service of the body of Christ in Life Church to advance the kingdom of God. But many of us also have felt that service sometimes can feel, and sometimes they are actually exhausting. There are moments when the work that we do gets unnoticed. There are times when the results of our ministry are not seen. There are times where the burden of responsibility weighs heavily on our shoulders, and co-laborers don't seem to be present or ready to step up. Yet in these moments of weariness, God's word speaks directly to us through the passage that we have just read. So this evening, we shall just look at the A, B, and C, the 3 points of how we ought not to grow weary. So firstly, the first part of verse 9 says, let us not be weary in well-doing. So firstly, it's about acknowledging the reality that we, as humans, as mortals, can be weary, can be tired, can be fatigued, even in well-doing. So well-doing here refers to what we sow spiritually, in our personal sanctification. It also refers to the good works that we render to God and His people, that God has ordained us and called us into, as we learned in Ephesians 2, verse 10, that our salvation is not just for our own benefit only, but that we are called unto good works. This could be leading a ministry, organizing events, or managing the needs of the church. But these good works, noble as they are, can be draining, can be oftentimes more draining than our secular work. But let us not forget that we do serve the King of Kings. And while Paul acknowledges the reality that we can grow weary, and he knows that we can be very, very exhausted, even in service, because we really fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. So it is a spiritual warfare. But instead of giving up and losing heart, he encourages us to swim against the tide and not be weary. And why? Because our Lord Himself promised that His grace is sufficient, His strength is made perfect in our weakness, and it is when we are weak, then are we made strong. So our Lord holds out the invitation for us to go to Him when we are weary, and He will give us rest. And you know, our Lord is not a hard taskmaster. In Mark 6:30, we read that the Lord saw that the disciples have done and taught, and after all the work that they have done, they are tired. And our very loving Master told His disciples, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. So if our Lord Jesus calls us to rest, rest we must. So let us labor into that rest, lest any man fall unto the same example of unbelief. So first and foremost, you know, knowing that we are mortals, let's not kid ourselves, but really acknowledge that we can be tired, we can be weary, even in our service to the Lord. However, we shouldn't stop there. We must believe in the promise that God gives to us. And the second part of verse 9 reads, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So the second part of verse 9 holds out the promise that there will be a harvest that we shall be reaping. And no matter how good these works may pan out, whether these efforts are recognized or not, whether we see the results straight away or after many, many years, just like William Carey, a missionary that didn't see fruits until many years down the road, the fact remains that our efforts will not be in vain. God is faithful and He will assure us that if we continue to serve Him without giving up, we will see the rewards. And the harvest could be the growth of the church, transformation of lives whom we minister to, even our own spiritual growth as we become more and more Christ-like in our service. Even though presently we see many challenges, And challenges are plenty, right? As we have seen in the history of our church, that though the church be many on Sundays, yet there is always insufficient manpower to support the ministries of the church. And sometimes we see varied results in our ministries and also in the changing demographics and societal norms. We really see changes that sometimes overwhelm us. But can we believe that God can still do great things in and through us? So we are called to faint not, but continue to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And we can really be confident that he who has begun the good work in us will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Because faithful is he that have called us, who will also do it. So let us, while we are weary, continue to believe that our God who promised the reward, who promised the harvest, will really see us through. Thirdly, as we think about these things, let's move on to verse 10 to continue the work. So verse 10 reads, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." So here Paul exhorts us to continue to do good to all men, both within and outside of the church. Although there is a special emphasis that we read here on serving the household of faith, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and that is our primary responsibilities as we build up the church. We are to care and to build up the body of believers, even as we may be involved in outreach efforts such as evangelism to bring the unconverted into the church. So whether the Lord calls us to go out and bring the wandering souls into the church, or whether the Lord calls us in the church to serve in the different areas of service, what is needful for us is our continual faithful service that we may be used by God to build up His church. So as we think of these things, what are some applications that we can take? So remembering that it is possible for us to be tired, it is possible for us to be weary, we must remember that we serve the King of Kings. Yeah, so firstly, remember the significance of our work. Every act of service, whether it is seen by people or not seen by people, whether people value it or not, whether we see results or not, first and foremost, we must remember that we serve the King of Kings. And the little that we do contribute to God's kingdom. So whether we are setting up chairs for a class, whether we are teaching a class, whether we are reaching out to somebody that we have not met before at the pews, whether we are encouraging someone in the church, all these efforts matter to God. Yeah, God sees our efforts and God will delight when we are faithful. So Paul exhorts the Colossians in Colossians 3 that whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. So first and foremost, remember that the work that we do, no matter how big, how small, how gifted or how less gifted we may be, every bit counts because all of us form part of the body of Christ and the Lord himself delights in us serving him. So there is great significance in our work. Secondly, even though we may be weary, we may be tired, sometimes and oftentimes we may be discouraged, let us continue to persevere. Persevere because God has promised a harvest in his perfect time. Just remembering the missionaries that we may know of, whether it's William Carey, Hudson Taylor, and many others who have gone to far-flung countries. A lot of them suffered. A lot of them suffered loss of their family members. A lot of them suffered loss of the confidence of the mission councils and committees. A lot of them were questioned, even by the churches from the home sending church. Is what you are doing really worth it? Those comments are very, very discouraging. But yet, each of these missionaries held on. 7 years was what it took before the first convert was found in the land of India. Many, many years have passed before converts were seen in the far-flung countries. In the case of Jim Elliot, he lost his life, and it was much later that his and the wives of the martyrs actually were successful. And if we recall all of these things, let's not forget our Lord saying, except the seed fallen to the ground, except we first die to ourselves, we will not be able to see the fruit and new growth. So as we may be totally tired or discouraged, let us keep trusting in God. Our job is really not to look at when the results will come. Our job is not to look over our shoulders to see whether people will give us a pat on our back. Our job is just to keep persevering, trusting that the Lord will honor the fruit of our labor. So don't let temporary setbacks, lack of recognition, or even discouragement when people speak unkindly to us, let us not lose heart, because the Lord sees and he will reward. And here in Hebrews 6, we are reminded that our God is not unrighteous to forget our work and labor of love, which we have showed towards his name, and that we have ministered to the saints and do minister. So as we minister with a clear conscience and motivation, as we have tried our best, and even though our best may not measure enough, let us not forget that our God will notice, and he has noticed, and in his time, he will give us the fruit of our labors. Thirdly, let us continue to focus on building up the Church of Christ. The world that we live in is so tumultuous. There's so many troubles in many parts of the world. But let us not be distracted, because really the chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. So let us continue to make it our aim to strengthen the household of faith. Really, as we see a very confused world, a very volatile, very changing world, it is all the more important that the church, the household of faith, stands firm on the truth, that people may be drawn to the light. So in whatsoever roles that we may be called into, whether we are church officers, office bearers, whether we are fellowship leaders, Sunday school teachers, even if we are just members of some of these groups and ministries, we all have the unique privilege of leading and serving one another in the body of Christ. So let us continue to support and care for one another, for our fellow believers, even as we build a healthy and vibrant church that reflects God's love, God's truth to the world, that we may really fulfill the will of God in the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. So as we continue in our service in various ways, as we continue to serve the Lord and his people, let us hold on to this truth that we have learned from these two verses. So don't grow weary, stay the course. The harvest is coming, and it will be worth every effort, every sacrifice. Even though the world may ridicule us, it will be worth it all. So therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Our Father in heaven, we want to thank thee for these words of encouragement. We want to thank thee for how you are all-seeing God and an all-knowing God, and you see our feeble attempts and efforts even in our service to thee. Thou knowest how we are filled with so much inadequacy, yet you would be pleased to use us as vessels to be used by thee as channels of blessing to those around us. We want to pray, Lord, that you continue to encourage and strengthen us for your work, that we may truly remember that we are channels only to bring people unto thee in this ministry of reconciliation, to continue to proclaim thy truth, even in this confused world, and help us to persevere, to be faithful, until you will bring us to yourself one day. So Lord, continue to grant us courage and strength in your service. For we pray all these in Jesus' name. Amen.